You're listening to Peter. It's Wednesday. It's about 4 Celsius at this moment in time. Skies are relatively clear. The ice has thawed. I can see the grass for the first time in a long time. But weather reports, one from the Irish Times, a newspaper that I trust a lot and that I read, probably about the only newspaper I do buy in this country, have all said, number one, Pete, it's going to snow. Well, okay, they didn't write a letter to me personally, but they said yesterday evening, it will snow. It will happen Thursday or Friday, between Thursday and Friday. And second of all, based on those and the people I spoke to after who are involved in the weather game, more on that later, they all said, yes, it will snow. And by the way, it's going to happen thick and fast being the operative word. So it's not going to be a slow movement in of God, it's getting cold, to wow, it's really chilly, it's going to be, I had an old coat on, now it's snowing. That seems to be the operative, to the point where that is really affecting me. I have a client whose garden I am to do, a nice lady, really nice lady, and I was supposed to go into her garden about 2 weeks ago, except for, as those who are living in Ireland are well aware, we hit snow. And the problem where that, sorry, the reality where that created problems is that I have a Jeep with a trailer. I'm driving on ice with weight on the back, with weight in the Jeep. Not really advisable, particularly when you got a 35-minute drive through nothing but Irish, paddy Irish back roads. And I'm talking a back road where, you know, a tractor may often be too wide to go up, almost, if that makes sense to you. So not the wisest decision to go travelling to the most rural but yet near Dublin parts. Okay, so that crosses that one out. Problem as it stands today, and today would have been the first day where I could have gone into the client's garden for many other reasons, is that the weather reports say Thursday, Friday it will snow, today is Wednesday, and let's call it that it's a 4-day job. And a 4-day job, I say, because one must allow for, should it rain in the meantime, you're carrying mud through the house. Not through the house, sorry. You're carrying mud through, even out the driveway. And I like it. I'm pernickety to the sense that I like the finishing touches, as I like a tradesman to walk out of my house. I don't want him carrying his dust through. I don't want him dirtying the carpet in my home. I don't want that. I want him to clean up after himself, to arrive and leave the place looking better than, which is the reason that I hired him in the first place. So assuming that Peter walks in, creates a garden, cleans up after himself, and leaves the garden looking better than it did before, and doesn't leave Mary, the housewife, to use a random name, doesn't leave her having to clean up after his mess after he has been paid a fee. Does that make sense to you? Etc, etc, the list goes on. If I did start the job today, my fear is that I would be partway through the job. So day one, you walk in, you cut back all of the plants that need to be cut back, you remove all of the plants that need to be removed, then the snow comes down. And when the snow comes down, assuming the weather reports are correct, you now leave the garden half done for a 2-week period, which is after the Christmas, which is after the New Year's, because this Saturday coming, 3 days time, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yes, move forward 1 week, that's Christmas Day. So you're now until after the New Year's, because of the way the days falls and the bank holiday falls, and because people will be in their homes, they won't want a tradesman in their back garden. So there's now a 2-3 week period where I can't get into the garden, and Mary, the imaginary housewife, must leave her curtains down, or else have a sense of embarrassment assuming that it may thaw throughout the Christmas festivities. And Peter shall be forever cursed. Now, my preference, personally, is that I go in today and I go in tomorrow and I work and I build a garden and I'll work 24 hours a day. My work ethic is that. But would it be best for the client as versus best for Peter? There is the dilemma. And I've taken the decision on behalf of the client to go with the weather reports. To go with, I don't mind the cold, I don't mind the rain. The only thing the rain does is it may make it a little bit messy. As long as I can keep that mess to a minimum, or as long as I can clean up after myself, as long as I can prevent that, then I'm relatively okay. Like I said, the problem is if it begins to snow. Or the ground freezes, like I had last week, where the compost was just frozen. You couldn't have potted bulbs if you wanted to. So like I said, I've taken a decision on behalf of the client that I won't go into her garden at this moment in time. And I'm gambling based upon logic. I'm gambling that it is going to snow. I don't want it to snow, don't get me wrong. And I want to be working. But I think it would be unfair, based on the information I have at hand, to go in and actually start working in the garden. I hope that makes sense. I really hope it does. My fear now, because weather reports are just that, and based on today, standing at the back garden, clear skies, etc., no ice on the roads. If I told you today it was going to snow tomorrow, you'd laugh at me. I mean, my hair, they used to measure, the old hydrometers were worked based on a strand of horsehair. And as it became taut, so when you come out of the shower, if you've got long hair, it becomes a little bit springy. Same theory. So the amount of humidity in the air became a little bit taut. My hair was long when I was in college. It would go a little bit wavy. I'd bring my rain gear with me. The sun would be shining. Be down in the middle of the fields. Rain would come out. Put my rain gear on. I'd be the only one. Lads would be laughing at me. Bringing my rain gear out in the first place. My hair is straight as it stands today. That's a mild ramble off the point. I don't really have something that I can put out to the general populace on this to say, you know, is there a, what do you think, blah, blah, blah. Don't really have that question to put out. I just hope, part of me is hoping that it snows so that the, I don't know, part of me is hoping that I considered, and it's perceived that I considered the client's best interests at heart. I'll leave it with you. Have a happy Wednesday. And I'll be talking to you tomorrow. Take care. Bye for now. Bye-bye.